You're listening to SBS News.
After announcing plans to reopen the Christmas Island Detention Centre last month, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has visited the Indian Ocean Territory to inspect its immigration facilities. He used the visit to detail plans to send any asylum seekers deemed a risk and to apply to receive medical treatment in Australia to the high-security North West Point Detention Centre. The government says there are 57 male detainees identified as a risk, including several accused of murder, inappropriate behaviour and alleged terrorism offences. There are about 850 other men remaining in offshore processing centres on Nauru and Papua New Guinea's Manus Island. It's unclear if those people will be allowed to come to hospitals on mainland Australia under new medical evacuation legislation. The Christmas Island Detention Centre closed in October last year, and the government has now budgeted $1.44 billion over 4 years to reopen it. Mr. Morrison says his decision responds to concerns that the new medical evacuation legislation will weaken Australia's border security.
Anytime the people smugglers see me, they see a brick wall to them coming and plying their trade to Australia. Anytime they see Bill Shorten, they see an open door.
He says while no new boats have arrived since the so-called Medivac bill passed the Parliament last month, the threat of vessels coming to Australia hasn't gone away.
The smugglers have a market of 10,000 to 12,000 people sitting up in Indonesia right now who will get on a boat any day of the week if they believe they can be successful. You show weakness on border protection for a hair's breadth, and you let the trade begin again.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten has criticised Mr. Morrison's trip as a desperate attempt to win votes.
You know, a frolic to Christmas Island. What a waste of money. You know, we find out they've cut the border force funding, then you've got a marketing campaign.
Greens MP Adam Band questioned whether reopening the centre is necessary.
This is just cynical scaremongering, and the public has to foot the bill. There's no reason for the Christmas Island facility to be reopened. There's no reason for the Prime Minister to be there. We've got very good world-class medical facilities here on the mainland. If there are asylum seekers and refugees that need help, they can be brought to the mainland and given that help.
He says Mr. Morrison is trying to subvert the Parliament's will.
The key thing about the law that passed Parliament is that doctors, not politicians, make the decision about who gets the medical treatment that they need.
Dr. Munjed Al-Mudaris is a surgeon and former Christmas Island detainee. He was forced to flee his native Iraq in 1999 after refusing orders to surgically remove the ears of soldiers who had escaped from the army. He was granted refugee status in 2000 and has lived and worked in Australia ever since. Dr. Mudaris says it doesn't make sense for the government to send sick asylum seekers to Christmas Island.
In my opinion, it's either backpedalling and it's a plan to reopen Christmas Island and bring refugees in the future, which will unfold later, or it's a complete chaotic behaviour from the government that they don't know what they're doing. I mean, we're going to spend another $1 point something billion on Christmas Island, and for what reason?
Dr. Mudaris says in its current state, Christmas Island is not well equipped enough to be a medical evacuation centre.
Christmas Island is very small, and to my knowledge, the facility is very basic, and it's not a place where people can be referred to. It's a place where you can triage patients and then transfer them to the mainland or offshore.
Meanwhile, Christmas Island Shire President Gordon Thompson has told the ABC the government hasn't updated locals on the arrangements regarding the reopening of the detention centre. Mr. Thompson says he requested a meeting with Scott Morrison to discuss Christmas Island's economic future while he was visiting the territory, but didn't receive a response.
Christmas Islanders feel that we're a convenience, a political convenience for a government in power that is under threat. And we see that very clearly. There is no one on Christmas Island who doesn't understand what this is all about.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.